No, I had that twist.
I highly doubt that she's going to finish all of that.
Yeah, Bridget, no, never, you just don't drink a lot.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've already had a couple sips.
Do you like it?
It's all right.
Okay. Look at these legs on this thing.
I don't know what that means.
So when you like do your drink and then you see like the legs on it, because there's like little like a...
The drippies. Well, it's not going to have it in your Powerade because that's the, like the water.
Oh. Oh, it's like when it grips the glass and it doesn't... Yeah, like when the wine goes down, but
that's
it's
how still... That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, that's where you... Yeah, the gripping of the glass is where you see that.
It's supposed to be like very strong.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. I can feel it in my soul.
But it's delicious. Your soul. It's okay. Warming.
It's a little overkill.
It's not just wine. It's something else mixed in with it. I don't know what it is. It's
probably some type of vodka.
Shit, really?
Could be.
Oh my God. I can feel it in my tummy. Yep. That's great.
Yep.
Nice breakfast.
Yep. I already ate.
Breakfast of champions.
It's fruit.
We've been recording for like a minute already. How's everybody
That's
doing?
Fine.
Good.
Wonderful.
Feeling real good.
Sorry, not
actually,
musical.
A minute and a half. So, greetings and salutations, and welcome to the Saga of Steve Rogers. Today, I went a little crazy and brought in three people at once. So, boom, I have boom. Becca on mic two. Had to be an even number.
Hello.
Zoe on mic three.
Nope, four.
Hi. Nope, she's on four.
I'm wait. I'm on Sorry, four. Hold on, not you.
B.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going with B. We're keeping
I'm
it simple this time.
I remember that.
I think you call me B at work all the time.
I know, but that's different. And you're on mic three.
Yeah.
The person will say your full name eight times, and I'm not going to remember. And Zoe.
Hi.
A name so twice, I always say it. Wait, Jesus, I didn't drink. Say? A name so nice, I say it twice all the time. I don't know why that mic sounds like shit, though.
I know. I'm trying to like...
I can hear you perfectly fine.
Yeah, if I put it in my mouth.
No, but it's not in your mouth.
It's on. Oh,
you're giving people the wrong idea. Yeah,
I've never used a fourth mic, so I didn't have the rest of the settings adjusted. So the
that,
game
that
was
sounds
off.
So good.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's just how you like it.
You're ready to be a professional podcaster.
Oh yeah,
dipshit. So each of you have been in here individually, mm-hmm. but everybody had a good time, and I was like, it would be so fun to bring in some wine, drop it in the middle of the table. And have you guys start drinking. You're all drinking. I'm drinking my Powerade with no legs on it. And
zero sugar-free.
It is sugar-free. And zero calories,
zero
sugar.
Zero life.
Yeah, zero zero
zero
taste,
fun.
Zero taste, zero fun, zero legs.
Healthy.
Yeah, you have to, though.
But I can live, so.
Yeah.
This is my first balance. Right.
Not true. That's not what
it's
I heard.
Five? Four? Five.
Four.
What? Four of us?
Four. If you get to a certain point, the numbers just blend together.
You're like, I think if it's more than three, it just becomes...
A group?
An
just
OG.
A group?
Okay. I don't
Doesn't
know.
It?
Well, we're not geese, so we're definitely not a gaggle.
A gaggle.
So that's four.
I kind of like that word, though.
Gaggle.
A gaggle.
Welcome to the
it's
gaggle.
It's a gaggle of geese.
Oh, God.
So we have a name for today's episode, the gaggle of geese.
Welcome to today's
episode. I should write that down because I'll never
we'll
remember
forget
it.
That.
Oh, man, this stuff is strong.
I like it, though. It's pretty delicious.
It's good, but I feel like I'm breathing fire.
So what you guys are drinking is called Mangria.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Adam Carolla, the started on Love Lines and... podcasting and his own radio show, created his own winery. And I bought that bottle of wine for an ex-girlfriend and her mother for Christmas, and then she gave it back to me when I told her to get out of my life. So
it's aged well.
It's like 5 years old.
That's perfect. That's why it's so strong.
Oh, my God.
But it was strong to begin with.
No, but I mean, that's probably why.
Does it make it stronger?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
If it ages longer.
Well, depending on how you store it.
Right.
But, yeah, Mangria, like...
I like it.
Strong.
Because it's man.
Gaggle of geese. I wrote it down so I don't forget it. I wrote down something when Andrew was here, and I don't know what I wrote. I wrote camel spider, which I know that one.
Okay, but those are scary. God.
But the bottom one, no. I don't know what I wrote.
Camel spiders are Fuck enormous.
It looks like you said lethality.
That's the word. Oh my God, write it in English so I'll know.
What's lethality?
He used that word. It was another thing like when Bridget says a word during our meetings and it's not a word. He was like, you know, it's about the lethality. I was like, not a word.
Is that like whether or not something is lethal, like deadly?
But he was saying like the degrees of how deadly it is.
That's like, that would make sense, actually. Like,
I think you just made up a word.
He might have just combined a couple things.
Yes.
Because I find that that is what B does.
Yes, she does.
And then we Google it.
An Urban Dictionary has somebody put it in there, but it's usually a sex act or some, you know.
I actually touched Urban Dictionary today. No, that's always vocabulary.
Accurate.
You actually what?
I touched Urban Dictionary today. Like, it was looking at some stuff.
Were you looking up a word or you
I
were
was.
Just...
Yeah.
What word did you look up?
Oh, God. I was trying to look up...
Gaggle of geese?
No.
No, that's actual word.
I thought...
Snorgy? Oh, that's a lot of people together. That's boring.
Well, I wanted to know if... And this is going to sound really bad. Sorry.
Whatever.
Like, fellatio? I thought it was just the act of, like, just tongue stuff. Like, you like things on your tongue, but no. It's actually
so like
oral sex.
Drinking a Slurpee was fellatio?
That's what I thought. So, no. Like, I was...
That's what guys said to you to get you to do it. They're like, come on, it's just like drinking a Slurpee.
Well, no, because, you know...
And next thing you know...
A puppy was,
do
like, licking her paw, and I was like, oh, she's fellatio, like, her...
Wait, you said that in front of other people?
I did.
And you're like, oh, that dog's giving me fellatio, and the guy's like, no, that's not it.
Yeah, and he's like, that's not right, that's not even a thing. I'm like, yeah, but it's the act of something on your tongue. They're like, no, look it up, and I was like, ooh, I was so wrong.
You didn't even have to
You would have been better off saying he was masticating you, and that would have still sounded bad.
What's that?
Well, I feel masticating like is when you actually chew on anything.
It's like the act of chewing something. So
I thought you meant like
it's not
on
sexual.
It.
Like,
no, it's actually not sexual at all.
But when you say it, people are like, I don't do that. I'm a man. I get girls to do that for me. Yeah. No, it's not masturbating, you jackass. She said masticating. Right. Guys,
well,
here,
I thought it was like
different word. You probably could have just used the regular dictionary, though, because fellatio is definitely, you didn't need to go urban.
Well, yeah, I went Wikipedia, then I went to urban.
Okay.
I mean, it's in the dictionary.
Or you could have just gone to Webster's.
You could have just gone to dictionary.com.
Or just Google. Put the word in and Google will tell you.
Yeah, but, you know, the Webster is not going to have used in a sentence.
Sure it would.
Actually, yes, they do.
That's like what a dictionary is, boo-boo.
They do.
Not Webster, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Webster would have... can you put that in a sentence, please?
Yeah, it gives you the word, the pronunciation.
Which word would you like me
whether,
a dictionary
like,
for
the,
you?
The part of speech Flatio. That it is. So, like, whether it's a verb or an adjective or whatever. And then it gives you a sentence.
If Webster has a sentence using fellatio, I'm going to die.
Okay, give me
fellatio
that.
Is
also
an
has
oral
selfie.
Sex act involving the use of the mouth or throat, if she's good, which is performed on a person by a person on the penis of another person or oneself.
That's autofellatio.
How could that even... Didn't one, like, actor remove part of his rib cage?
You think of Marilyn Manson.
So that he could do that?
But some guys can do it if they're
or
flexible
that
enough.
Just like a fallacy.
I don't...
No, it's a real thing. Like, it's a legit
I saw a
thing.
Video of a guy do that one time. Because it was like... The girl was like, I bet you could do it yourself. And he's like, I think I could. And then he pushed his own head. And I was like, I
don't know what the appeal of that would be.
It's
it
like
wasn't
double
appealing. I was
pleasure.
Like, okay, that's nice. Now stop.
Was double pleasure because you're doing it to yourself, and then
pleasure.
If you're into like fellatio, like that's a double header.
No, if you're into fellatio, you enjoy
double header.
Hold on.
Hey,
wait, were you in there with that?
He was.
Yeah. Okay. I showed him the picture. That's
I just
awesome.
I wanted to make sure that we were all present for that.
Yes.
So the double header, since none of you who were listening are listening, were in the room. They had a conversation about a guy that has a double dong.
Two penises.
He has two penises.
8 inches long.
It's
each. Yeah, I mean, they look legit.
It's a respectable size honker. and
it wasn't even fully
so
hard.
At first, everybody was trying to figure out, like, are they on top of each other? Are they side to side? Are they, like, pointing left and right, like arms, opposable penises on either side.
I mean, kind of. They're parallel with the legs.
The guy was just sitting there and he was...
You could literally have two ladies on his lap and be doing it.
Well, see, so my question afterwards...
I wonder if they both work. Like,
well, they
did.
They do. We looked it up. So they're both fully functional. So my other question, I was talking with one of our other coworkers, is what happens, like, is just, like, does he take turns with them? Like, does he, if he, say he's not using both of them at the same time, like, is it like the left one goes one day and then, or are they like, when they get hard, do they make like a V? Like, what
happens?
Well, and
then when he comes, like, does he
make
double
the
amount of the
right? Like, is it one or the other? Like, could he impregnate two women at one time?
Well, because they're fully functional. But the thing is, too, is that, like,
these are questions that we need answered.
Like,
his name is Diphallic Dude.
Yeah.
Well, there's an article about him in Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's titled "Love Me Times Two: The Man with a Double Penis Speaks Out," and then they have a picture of like I love corn that. Dogs where somebody yeah. has bitten the head off the corn dog.
That's
and it's
unfortunate,
just,
but
yeah. He wrote a book.
Yeah,
he did.
Doubleheader, My Life with Two Penises.
Yep. It's a genius title.
It's beautiful.
1 year ago, an openly bisexual man identified himself as Double Dick Dude, answering questions yeah. on a Reddit yep. AMA.
Yep.
But
yep.
the ups and downs of live, get it, ups and downs, with two fully functional penises so due funny. To a medical condition called diphalia, D-I-P-H-A-L-L-I-A.
Or the best thing ever.
Or cheating, lucky motherfucker. And he's greedy, too. Children. Like, I'm going to go this way and that way.
Well, but it's bisexual. Maybe it's the other kids that are getting here. Yeah.
No. Oh, that's you mean they're coming in?
I don't that's think so. I didn't hear a car.
Oh. That's why I was just like, no, I think I hear our kids out in the garage.
Now, to commemorate the anniversary of his big reveal, or and then it says reveals, LOL, he has published an entertaining, detailed, incredibly not safe for work e-memoir, Double Header, My Life with Two Penises.
Okay, but is he a porn star?
We no. also read that he's had over 1,000 sexual partners, yeah. and that's just gross.
Well, I mean, you could split it in half if he's doing one on each.
Well, exactly.
You guys, that's
one
still
penis is gay, the other one is not gay.
Well, and then also, he, it's like, yes, how it many did say he's
no, no, it did say that he is bi.
I know, but I'm saying one. This one, the left side.
These
is gay,
are the
right
questions that I
only.
Need answered. Like,
I mean, you're not going to use it, so what difference does it make?
I just want to know. I'm nosy.
Oh, okay.
Well, the thing
enough.
Is too is that if it's like in a group session,
been on his
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Reddit, and then you could have asked him the question.
I've only seen Reddit like a few times.
I don't even know what Reddit is, so.
What advice do you have for other people with a similar anatomic condition? Not many people have double dicks, so his advice is yeah. kind of moot.
Well, there are people out there who have double dicks, but some of them don't have it where they're both of them are fully functional.
Right, like something is not working.
Yeah. Well, then you should probably have one of them removed.
We're just dangling there.
He wrote a book, right. but he kind of keeps his identity secret.
Yeah, he won't ever reveal who he is.
The quote is, if I were to reveal my identity, my life would never, ever be the same. Well, no shit. People would be like, dude, I got to see it. You'd be anywhere. Yeah. Like, you're the guy, right? Whip it out. Whip
well,
them out.
And, like, here's the other thing. Like, how did he... So, like, we were reading about it because our other question was, like, how was that growing up? And, like,
yeah.
he said that basically he never told anyone when he was a kid because he felt like they would feel bad about themselves. But then
because yes. they only had one.
Yeah, but then...
They'd be like...
And then he was like, but then I became an adult and I realized that had I said something, I would have been the one that was made fun of, not the other way around.
Realistically, though, think about it. I mean, trying to pee would be kind of hard. Like, you'd have to clump them together and be like okay,
does
one
it pee
out of both? What if one pees and the other one's not? Like, how do you... Are they both going
to
pee?
So
it said they were both fully
together.
Functional. So to me, that means every function that one penis does, both of them do.
So he's ejaculating out of both at the same time?
I guess maybe.
Or can he make one and the other one?
That was my question.
Like one's peeing and the other one's ejaculating.
Buddy tape it.
I'm going to reach out to this guy.
How hard would that have been?
Buddy tape it. Do you remember what the picture looked like? Who's going to be able to handle those two things taped together?
I swear, if I go.
And who wants to take the duct tape off?
Right, and then you just pull down his pants and you're like, what?
Porn stars. That's who.
First of all, 8 inches, like, that's like a one-night stander.
It sucks to be
stander.
The fluffer. He'd
but
need two.
Two?
I don't even know. I don't even
that's
know.
That's intimidating.
How do you tell your sexual partners you have two penises before they take off your pants? He said
surprise
it varies. Him. Sometimes I've surprised them, which doesn't always end well. It really depends on the person and how long I've been dating them. During the time I was all about one-night stands, I've surprised them. The girls were always difficult. Well, dude.
Well, yeah, because you
I'm
have
sorry.
Huge dicks.
I'm sorry. If you show two. Me that you've got two, I'm now thinking you're an alien and you should not touch me.
Right.
I'm thinking, I'm like, I don't know how to pleasure two dicks at once. Like, I'm sorry. Right. I have one hole that I prefer.
Not only that.
What?
Not only that.
I like how you
but
said
like,
prefer.
Both of them are equally well above average.
Oh God! Yes.
Both in like length, girth.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, because average is like what they said
six.
Five to six
five
inches.
To six. Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Five is too small. That. Just putting that out there.
Well, it depends on if like, I mean, granted, no. I feel like if you don't have a booty so much, like 4 inches could get in there and do some work. You know what
it
I mean?
Takes a lot of work for 4 inches, and I can tell you from personal experience, 4 inches.
Granted, I don't deal with that type of size.
Last time we talked about 4 inches, I got in trouble. That's what got me
yeah, don't
in trouble
talk about
at work.
It.
I know
so.
This entire conversation is going to get you
let's
in trouble.
Not say
this is why I went with B and not with my full name.
Just
I learned
feel like
from
they
last
can
time.
Recognize your voice.
True.
And who
don't,
are you
don't
always,
think about it. Don't
who
think
are you
about
always
it.
With?
Don't think about it.
How many sexual
Nobody?
Partners have
Maybe?
You had?
Okay.
I used to guesstimate somewhere in the high hundreds.
No.
If I think back on my first time till now, probably more like over 1,000 partners since then. Two of the funniest reactions were probably when a girl thought it was a prosthetic and went to remove it and realized it was real. She just kept trying to remove it, and next thing you know, she got her hand covered in sticky stuff.
You're like, no, keep going.
She started.
He sounds like a two-pump.
She started shrieking with laughter and almost hyperventilated.
She's trying to remove it, and it ends up with sticky stuff. Then that means you're a two-pump chump. I'm sorry,
but you have two dicks that are both equally sensitive. Like, I mean, that's double the pleasure. That's like a maximum.
Then that means
orgasm.
He's got one pump for each one.
Yeah, it's unfair for him. I feel bad.
Sucks for him.
I mean, I don't think I would ever try it though, because that just seems like a lot to handle.
Considering all the people you've had sex with, have you ever encountered someone, either male or female, who is anatomically similar to you, like a girl with two vaginas? There are women who had two vaginas on Reddit a couple of years ago. He said, I've never met any other guys with two penises. I've seen three nippled girls and girls with enormous clitorises that almost look like a penis.
Small penises, yep.
I've been with guys who had micro penis and guys with penises larger than my right one, but not as big as my left one. I guess he's saying they're
literally like a quarter of an inch difference. Like the picture we looked at had a ruler. Like he had measuring tape next to it. And one of them was like 8 1/4 and the other one was like 8.
8 inches.
That's still excessive.
8. And that looked flaccid.
I mean, didn't you could easily mistake the other one for being the same because he only has the ruler against one of the two penises.
Right.
I'm looking at the
pictures. And they relatively look very similar. They do.
And there's a nice space in between them, too.
What's with the pubic hair, like the little... He's got like a Hitler.
Mustache.
It's like a Hitler. He's got like a little... And then a baldy underneath.
He's like,
then...
hail penis.
But the thing is, too, is that he has one set of balls.
He said, one time I met a woman with an enormous vagina. He put orifices, but, and he's like, and I put both in her.
Oh, my God.
Okay. His penis heads look really weird, too. One's smaller than the other. Well, I don't know if you guys were looking at that.
They're both cut, though. Like, the doctor would be like, hey, can you cut? No, actually, one of them is cut.
No. Are you saying one's the anteater? Hold on.
Yeah.
I started to say turn it this way again, but I'm good. I don't think I'm good.
You know you want to look
I've
at the double penis
double
head.
Dicks for the day.
It's
thanks.
Like a car accident you can't look away from.
I mean, it's really interesting.
But yeah. So
it's almost slightly
like,
jaundiced too.
The other person's like, that's a double payment there if I need to cut both of them.
True.
Or is it covered by insurance? Who knows?
No, because it's an elective. It's a cosmetic surgery. So it's not.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Huh.
Well, it's honestly...
What's your favorite music
to have
sex with?
It's honestly entirely unnecessary.
Ooh, that's a good question.
His question? Hanson's Oom-bop. I swear to you.
I'm dying.
Oom-bop. Oh, my God.
Nope, I can't.
That's okay. By the time he even gets to the chorus, he's done. So what difference does it make?
We don't know these things.
You don't know. We don't
I'm sorry, but if she was trying to take off one of them thinking it was a prosthetic and
he said
that
as a joke. It wasn't like in the article.
Yeah, it didn't say like 2 seconds
that's
later.
That's why I'm like, where did you get that from?
I'm pulling myself out.
But he's also like had it his whole life.
Literally.
So like if he's had it his whole life, he's had to deal with having
if he has had over 1,000 sexual partners, I don't really think it's possible for him to like.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my ex has gotten up there too, but that doesn't mean that he's not a 5-pump chump.
Wait, like
I don't know. I don't even know about that.
If you've ever really had to think about it, like counting, like how many like sexual relationships you've actually had, like you get to a certain point where you're like, you know, I'm gonna stop counting because it doesn't matter.
I have not reached that point.
I was going to say.
Here's a picture of a baby.
Is there a number that happens
to? Oh, that's so sad.
Unfortunate.
That's so sad.
Little baby.
I mean, his face is rather unfortunate.
But I mean, as
a parent,
he's
a baby.
Though.
All babies look like aliens.
Mine did not.
Whatever.
Not all babies do. I can tell you because I did photography and you'd get those really hideous babies. You're like, oh, what a cute bow or what a cute outfit. You would find anything else to compliment them on because their child was fucking hideous. But telling the person that's trying to buy your photos that your child is hideous is not a very good selling point. So you compliment them on other things.
I appreciate that though.
If you want to follow this guy on Twitter, his Twitter handle is Diphalic Dude. That's DiphalicDude.
I'm going to help you out there. That's pronounced diphalic.
Am I hitting the P too hard?
Correct.
Phallic.
You are.
Oh, phallic. Yes,
that's
oh,
right. You're
it.
Hitting the P too hard.
Definitely hitting the P
wow.
too hard.
I
yeah,
fell
you
right
walked
in.
Right into that one.
Oh my God.
And as I'm looking at a picture
I feel like
of a double
we're worse than you. Like,
yeah.
So perfect.
I don't even see it coming.
You didn't.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
you did it.
Oh, man.
You're hitting it too hard.
You're on one today.
Wow. I'm hitting it too hard. I didn't even see it coming.
I don't know how you couldn't if there were two of them.
I was right in the middle. They were going.
See, well, that's where I was like, that's where I was like, if both of them get hard at the same time, are we talking like parallel?
You can like motorboat like, his dicks.
Are they like, do they like go like perpendicular?
See,
like, does
but
it make
Zoe
a
was doing the
like,
double
what?
Face like, boo, 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 boo.
Like every guy wants a girl with big boobs and they put their heads between them. You could do that with his dicks
well,
on either
no,
side
you
of your
couldn't,
head.
You couldn't do give him like a boob, boober or a boob job or anything
a
like
boober?
That.
A boober?
She Googled that too.
Please elaborate. What's that?
What's
two
a boober?
Penises, there's a space in between.
Yeah, instead of Justin Bieber, it's Justin Boober.
I need a boober.
Hey, don't make fun of the boobs.
Forget your Uber. I've got the boober.
And actually, you know what? Yeah. I don't like him. I like his music. And actually, not even his early stuff. Just his like most recent album.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah. That was a showstopper.
How's the wine?
It's delicious.
Really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be chilled?
I'm
I don't
really
know.
Upset
I really
that
don't
you
care.
Don't have more.
You thought one bottle.
Well, to be honest with you, we were all adults. We could have brought our own.
Good point.
I put it out there this morning and I said, I have one bottle.
I know. That's why I was defending you.
I was like, do I need to get another? And I think it was Bridget who was like, one's fine.
But you're going off of Bridget.
Neither of you chimed in.
My thing is that. I told you already that they all know.
I was
okay, going to
say,
never,
Becca
I'm,
already
I'm
said
get,
that she was only going to have one glass. So the fact that she's calling him out on that is kind of like, no, I'm just saying. You said you're only going to have one.
Here's the
granted,
thing.
She's drank more than you.
I
this
feel
is true.
Better.
I've drinking more than almost both of you.
I was
so
dying
a little
this
bit
week,
heavy.
You guys.
What do you mean? Oh, you were very
I
sick.
I was dying. Yeah. Like
strep throat for the first time.
I thought I was like, my throat was like...
I'm watching Zoe try to adjust that thing. Right, look, look where your finger is. The thing above it, you have to, yeah. You have
what
to loosen
to
that and move the mic up and down.
Are you trying to just make it farther
up
away
your
from
nose,
you?
Up your nose, Zoe. Up your nose.
That's good. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good.
Cool.
You sure?
I really thought I was going to die.
Did you really? That's overly dramatic.
I've never had strep before in my entire life.
Yeah, like how often does she get sick?
I don't know. Not often.
Yeah,
but
not often at all.
She's never had strep throat before, so she didn't
I
understand.
I could barely
oh,
turn my head to the right
thing.
Or left. I could barely.
Why did you
like,
come to work then?
Because
you
thought she had
I
like
am.
Bronchitis or
I
something.
Thought I, well, I just thought I had like a sore throat. Like,
yeah, I just thought I had bronchitis. Stay home if you have bronchitis.
No, like I thought because the weather's changing, and like good whenever point. The weather yeah. goes back and forth, like sometimes I'll get like a cough for like a day, or I'll get like bad allergies. So I kind of just thought it was that, and then it was like on the second day, it was like I couldn't turn left and right, like. I couldn't look up and down. I couldn't swallow. Like, I couldn't chew. Like, it was bad.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
You saw that coming.
Thank you.
So, each of you have been here individually.
Yes.
Done the podcast. What was the reaction to your, like, from people in your world? Either people at work that listened to it or people outside of work that may have listened to it? Go first, Becca.
Everybody told me that my dad's really mean.
The ketchup napkin was the greatest name ever for
beautiful.
A podcast. The picture of a ketchup napkin was awesome.
And like, I felt like I didn't, I was just telling stories. Like,
yeah.
I love my dad. I'm going to visit him this month. Like, he's
is that
you
where
didn't
you're going on vacation?
Dad, though. Not like that.
He's a cool dude. You
is
know?
That where you're going on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I should say like, shout out dad. Still love you.
But that was a dick move. Dad. The ketchup napkin.
Dick move. Like,
total
you know?
Dick move.
Like,
so what
are you going to do?
What are you doing?
What are you going to do?
Are you hot or you're cold? You can't figure it out.
She can't figure it out.
I'm really trying to hide my boob sweat.
Are they sweating
the number
underneath?
One problem
like
for women.
Under
yes,
boob?
That's like the
only
yes.
place
that's
they
the
do
only
sweat.
Place they sweat.
Nobody can. Is that no? That's not. They
yeah,
sweat
yeah,
in the
yeah,
middle.
You can sweat right in between.
I mean, but not really. I can't even see anything.
You
you're good.
Between.
You're good.
I'm just like absorbing it and then moving it down.
I think I have paper towels back here if you want to like squeegee
off or something.
Oh,
yeah, you do. You have
something.
Tissue
I mean, realistically,
and
you just
paper towels.
Put them underneath and add extra padding. You can't see the faces Zoe's making, but it's fantastic. She's holding her nose. So if she had her hair down, she would put it in front of her face.
Zoe's wearing a tank top, and then she has this huge jacket. No, not
sweater.
Sweater. Yeah. But she took the sweater off, but it's tied underneath her, and she's like keeps pushing it around and tightening it. I'm like, what are you cold there, but not up top?
I just want you guys to see my boob sweat.
I feel like it's pleasantly, perfectly temperature.
It really feels
it's
great.
It's not bad now at all.
It feels great.
It was super hot during the summer. I put air conditioning in and I bought a fan.
Good
and then
job.
It's still not awesome, but it'll be fine.
But it's getting colder fine. Too. Yeah. So it feels really good.
I didn't True. Even notice it's like a little fan.
Oh,
that's cute.
I bought those on Amazon. The other one's a light bulb, so I know which one's a light bulb, which one's the fan. $7 Amazon.com.
Making life so easy.
You can click on the link at sagaofsteverogers.com and click through and buy it at Amazon. Anyway. So
that was what I got a lot.
The comment was, your dad's kind of a dick.
My dad's kind of a dick. And just the... It was like typical me. I don't really know.
Not people weren't shocked by anything you said.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Zoe, you were last, so we'll skip you for right now. Bridget, a B, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I already told you guys.
I'm so sorry. I'm
so
sorry.
It's never going to happen.
It's whatever.
Okay.
Nobody said anything. The only thing that I heard ended up through proxy when you got HR called on you. So I guess that speaks volumes for itself. Nobody really had opinions of me or my stories. They had opinions of you and your opinions of my stories.
My opinion of your story of a guy with
sounds
microphallus.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, although Matt did say hi yesterday, and he
Hold
said
on.
That
That's
when he heard
dick.
It.
Not a small dick.
Phallus?
Phallus.
Phallus is not necessarily a small
microphallus.
Dick.
Microphallus.
I
said
microphallus. Okay.
And she's like,
that is
what
phallus,
he said.
What's that?
I didn't know what phallus Ooh, meant. You should totally read the claiming of it's Anne Rice's claiming of Sleeping Beauty. It's a fantastic trilogy, and you'll end up learning some new terminology.
I'm sorry, you said
Sleeping
Beauty and
like the princess
phallus in the same sentence.
Yeah, it's Anne Rice's claiming of Sleeping Beauty. It's a trilogy. It's really good read. It's really challenging.
Isn't Anne Rice the one that wrote like Vampire Lestat?
She did, but she also did a very like
in the movie they made.
She did an erotica series with Sleeping Beauty as a spinoff.
So she did a like a Harlequin romance type.
Oh, but it takes it much worse. Like you think of the 50 Shades of Grey, and she makes that look like child's play.
I'm there.
Did you all read that book?
So can you? Yeah, I did. Can you write that down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I will text you guys. I will one up you, and I will text it.
50 Shades of what you call it, Zoe?
Yeah,
did you read those?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read them, but I mean, my imagination wandered.
There's a different series called the Crossfire novels that are actually better.
Okay.
I think the author for those is Sylvia Day.
My car is named Mr. Gray.
Yeah, it's like very similar storylines.
Is it?
Yeah, it's because it's charcoal gray, and so I named him Gray.
Me too. But mine's Betty.
Oh, yeah. I named
Betty Gray?
No, just Betty.
No.
Gray treats me
like Betty White, but Betty.
Oh.
I love her.
Old lady, and I went with a hot guy in a suit.
Okay, but Betty White's dirty.
There you go.
Sent it. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
She is dirty.
Mm-hmm, I love her. That's why. I want to be like that when I'm old.
Dirty girl.
Zoe, what reaction did you get? Save the best for last.
Save the best. I mean, I guess people don't think that I'm like an open book, I guess, about certain things, but I am. Granted,
I didn't know that either.
Becca know how open I am with those type of things.
I didn't know either. If you listen back, and I listened to the podcast multiple times, there was something you probably should have told me to remove. I caught it on episode 2. At the very beginning, like I mentioned, the little Facebook thingy.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it. You missed it because you gave me everything to edit.
I did,
anyway,
I
was like, when you started talking about your dating, I did a double. I was like, okay. Like I caught myself stammering and stuttering. I was like, okay, this went down a road I wasn't prepared for. I had no idea where this was going.
You didn't ask.
Come on, take a journey.
No, I didn't ask because I didn't. It's not something that would have ever crossed my mind. Like
you should have asked what you were getting into.
Yeah. I mean, and granted, I'm very open. Like, and plus you're such a great guy. I mean, I'm going to like tell you things.
Yes. I'm aware now.
Again, stuttering.
Yeah. Stammering again.
Today.
It's basically what Steven does with his blushing and looking away is what you do with stuttering when you feel uncomfortable.
I didn't realize I stammered or stuttered till I heard myself do it. And I was like, yeah. Oh shit, my notes don't cover anywhere where we're going. I was like, throw these notes down and just see where we end up.
I want to make sure, like, I mean, granted, like, I don't know. I don't feel ashamed about anything like that. So no,
you shouldn't be. And I'm not trying to make you feel like you should have been or how, you know, this is who you were. I had no idea who you were. Yeah. I told you afterwards. Do you remember the text I sent you?
Yeah. And that made me feel like so like good about myself. Cause I'm like, oh, like really? Like I'm able to like, I feel weird like opening myself up to certain people. Like that's why I literally have like a small group
right.
that I like open myself up to and be like myself in such a way that some people may think it's very like, oh, you probably shouldn't share that. But like, it's really nice to actually be able to like
F
do that.
Those people.
I know, right? Seriously. And then be able to like get a great response back from that. I'm just like, oh, that's a true friend right there. Like that makes me feel really good.
Well, I texted Zoe and I was like, look, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know you well enough to know what to expect. And I apologized because in the past I judged Zoe poorly. I judged her by, I don't know, should I say that asshole's name?
No.
You know who I'm going to say
yeah.
now?
Oh, yeah. We all, they both know.
So I judged her because of him, and he made her his minion, and I was like, fuck that guy. And so because Zoe was aligned with him, fuck her too.
Yeah.
And I've kept myself guarded around her.
Yeah.
And I sent her a text. I was like, I just want to apologize because I was judging you wrongly, and you were so fucking cool and open and honest and such a warm person, and it made me feel good that I got to know you. So.
She had no idea you were judging her.
I know. She was like, she said something like, I always felt like something, but like, mm-hmm. I feel like shit that I judged you because of people you hung out with, but it happens all the time. Like, there's a guy on my team, and he was like, he's changed the people he hung around with because when he first came to my team, I gave him feedback. I was like, listen, you're being judged by the negative people around you. Yeah. I don't find you as a negative person, but you hang out with three other people constantly. Your little posse is a bunch of negative dicks. And so you're being looked at as a negative dick.
Yeah.
This is a very phallic episode of the saga.
Yeah, we got dicks all over the place.
The next one will be all vaginal. You're hanging around a bunch of
99 dicks on the wall.
Hey, speaking of dicks, I told Becca while we were waiting for you to show up, Zoe, but it was hilarious. So Ridger likes to bend over in front of me and get spanked when he's in my way. Well, he bent over at like a 90 degree, so apparently he had extra things in the way. So when I spanked him,
I'm gonna try to find a picture for 99 dicks on the wall.
Smacked, and yeah, he was complaining about all night. And as soon as I realized that it happened, instead of being remorseful, I started laughing because he kind of had a comeback.
Wait, hold on.
Did you miss the story?
I kind of did, but it came in my ear, but I was writing. So he playfully likes you to smack him on the ass.
So like he'll stop walking in front of her.
He'll stop walking in front of me and kind of like bend over.
So hold on. When this happened, was he wearing clothes or not wearing clothes?
He's always wearing clothes.
When it happens, he's always wearing clothes.
Oh, I was like,
there we go.
Yes.
I got you.
He was just walking by and just like stuck his ass out playfully or bent over. And
yeah, he was being an a-hole.
Went to smack him.
Yeah. No. I was going to smack him as a byproduct of him stopping
right.
in like, my path.
Putting the tushy out.
And you hit him on his balls.
Well, he bent over
a 90 degree angle. Right. So when I smacked him, it got right on his balls and like was a whiplash. So he was just like, oh. And I started laughing.
Tom's like, ow.
No, I have a story, unfortunately.
Ooh, do tell.
I mean, he had it coming, realistically, because first and foremost, you shouldn't have bent over in front of me, let alone at a 90 degree angle, because when I'm smacking, I'm not like trying to aim.
So you were
on
the upward arc and you got
I'm smaller than him. He's 6 foot one.
You're a spanker, you should know that. You should know the areas if you're the spanker.
It's your job to watch out for the balls.
Well, you know what?
He was facing that way and trusting that you weren't going to go further, and you went further.
Well, you know what? He had it coming.
You know.
He's always got a good sense of humor. He's just like, you know, right now I don't find this very funny, but later I'm sure I'll find this hilarious.
Wait, so you have a story. Oh, please tell me. Yeah. Please do. Come on.
So when I was in Manhattan for a year, I went on probably plenty of freaks and met a girl. She lived in Long Island and I was in Manhattan. So we were talking, figured out that we both had the same birthday.
Long Island.
January 10th. So she's like, look, take the day off. It was a work day. Take the day off. So only time I took vacation while I was in New York, I just let that whole vacation go because the whole thing was a paid vacation. I mean, I was being paid to live in a $1 million condo, $1.5 million actually. Yeah.
With rats.
On Wall Street, 95 Wall Street. What's that?
With rats.
None in my apartment or anywhere around me, but I saw them all the time.
I feel like rats are just part of New York.
Oh, God. I got two rat stories, but I won't tell them today. So anyway, I take the train all the way out to Long Island. She meets me there. We spend some time in Long Island. She's like, let's go. We're going back to your place. So I was like, awesome. Birthday gift. We go back. She's like, do you have... She wanted me to give her a massage. I was like, I don't have any oil. I was ill prepared for this day. Like, I didn't know what to do. But the building I was in, the very first floor, has a Duane Reade, which is like CVS. So I was like, I'll be right back. Don't go through my shit.
And you left her in a million and a half.
I left her in my $1 million condo with my cat. So I was like, Callie, watch this bitch.
I'm sure that went well.
Actually, didn't say that at all. I was like, anyway, so I go downstairs and I'm running around. She's like, don't get baby oil. That's not it. You got to find massage oil. I'm like,
This isn't a fascination.
This isn't fascinations. I'm not going to find like warming oil or something that tastes like banana.
Might as well just gotten like lotion.
So I got the guy. I was like, dude, I need something that's not baby oil.
You're like,
that's
dude,
slippery.
Dude. I was like, you know what I need.
Like, and he gives me the stuff, and I was like, yes, high five. Wait, no, not that hand. This hand. Because this hand was already busy. And I go back upstairs.
So it wasn't busy in that way. So he's dying.
She gets finished. I do her massage and then turn her over and whatever. Then it's my turn. So she massages me, turns me over. She's. All right, she's down there between my legs, and I'm going to use my Powerade bottle. It's not to scale. Just work with me. So she's got my dick in her hand, and I'm looking at Zoe like you're me. So she's looking through my dick at me, and she's doing stuff. And then she stops, and she looks at it, and she's looking at me, and she's making eye contact, and then she goes... And she smacks the top.
She did
and I was like,
not.
Like, I jumped. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Yes, absolutely. I'm like, why would I make up genital mutilation? So then she just looks at me and she's like, see, like, hold on. Don't lose this now. So
she's like, wait. No, you're not going down yet.
Because I was like, wait. So she wake back up. She looks at me and then she's like, now I know what's coming. I'm like, all right, I'm a better prepared for this time. It wasn't such a shock because it was like fun smack. I wasn't prepared for the smack. So this time she's looking at me and she's like, and she's like teasing. It's like, it's really psych. And so harder smack. And I was like, all right, that wasn't horrible. Like, this isn't really my thing, but it wasn't so bad. Third time, I was totally prepared for it, hard as shit. And I was like, that was actually pretty good. Like, I didn't dislike that at all. Fourth time, she takes back and she goes bottom and she hits me in the balls.
No.
And I was like, my fist balled up. I was like, motherfucker. I was like, wait.
That would have gotten someone like punched in the face.
She almost got
punched. I had a
in
dick and someone did that to me with no prior like conversation about stuff like that.
I was not prepared. The other thing that I didn't realize, because she was smacking up top, this is a revelation. I've never told anybody this part before.
Now everybody gets to know.
The pinky was somewhere where it didn't belong either, and I didn't know until she pulled back. Because I was so shocked from the other stuff, I was focused on this, and I didn't realize she did a sneaky pinky on me.
Major distraction, man. That's how they get you.
They sneak that pinky in and then they're like, well, that's just, you know, that didn't hurt, so let's try something else. No, we're not trying something else. The
Your
other thing about this
by
girl,
the way, are fantastic.
This girl was really, really, really freaky. So she
well,
finishes
clearly.
That.
Well, yeah, plenty of freaks.
Come on.
She's on top of me.
Okay.
And she had big boobs and she was like, I want you to smack me. And I was like...
Like in the face?
Like in the face? She goes, no,
boobs?
My boobs.
Okay,
so, right. So I was
like, I smacked your penis, smack my boobs.
So I was like, okay. I was like... And I just lightly smacked and she's like, that's cute. And I was like, thank you? I don't know, was that real
praise? You're welcome.
She was like...
I'm gonna die.
No,
goes,
smack them.
I mean smack. Like
leave bruises.
And that's what she wanted. So I was like, all right, hold on. I'm like Rocky with the speed bag. Like,
oh my God, I'm going to die.
And
right
she's
now.
Like, she was so, she loved the shit out of it. She was like, squeeze them. And I was like, oh my God, like this doesn't seem good at all. I'm squeezing and slapping. The next morning, she leaves. I walk her to the train. She goes home. That's a Tuesday. She calls me from Wednesday. She's a school teacher. Oh, so she, God. I'm sorry. She doesn't call me.
Of course she is.
Yeah, of course she's a school teacher. School teachers are the sluttiest girls ever. I'm, sure. I'm just saying. Every school teacher I ever dated was an absolute slut.
Hey, I have a compromised immune system.
No, but, she's just surprised that I finished.
So she starts texting me and she was like, all right, I need to tell you something, but I don't want you to freak out. And I was like, that's never the way to start a conversation. Like,
you're like, okay, what STD do I have?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Again, none of that was planned. Went downstairs and got the oil. Didn't think about the rest. Anyway, so I'm thinking like, oh, shit, how do I get a shot in New York? I don't have a doctor here. I don't know where the clinic is. I don't want to wait in Chinatown like for some kind of special.
Chinatown.
We take care of you. Anyway. She's like, my boobs are all covered in bruises and it hurts. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, no. She's like, I'm sitting in class and I'm just every once in a while, I just reach over and push on the boob and it feels so good. And I was like, oh my God, I can't date you anymore.
But that's a real thing though. Because like pain is so such an aphrodisiac. Like you're just
weird.
Like, ugh.
It's yeah. She's in the right in circumstances. Yeah.
She's
though,
sitting in class looking at
my thing.
Junior high school. I mean, not junior high, elementary school kids.
Okay, that's, yeah.
So your kids' ages in the room and they're looking at her and she's like,
I'd cut a bitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody would go
she
die.
Was like describing.
At least like do it on lunch.
Right.
Yeah. Or when they're out at recess.
Teacher's lounge.
Or in the bathroom. Don't do it like in the front of the class where they can see you.
Yeah, go to the teacher's lounge. I mean, they know you're a freak. Yeah, they know you.
If my children saw that and they said something to me, I would probably be really pissed off. I would definitely take action.
But I understand as far as like the pain thing. Like a pain is such a great thing, and it's depending on the person. But like
it didn't depend on the person. She didn't know me.
Well, my
it
thing,
wasn't
and,
like
that's,
we had
and
her.
That's where for I would have been because like it's one of those things where it's like that's something that you
talk about
should
beforehand.
Talk about yep. prior. What mm-hmm. are you doing?
Why don't you get a cold one out of the refrigerator outside? That's just room temperature.
Here's the thing. I'm starting.
Hashtag
what time is
don't
it?
Don't care.
Okay.
What time is it?
I don't know.
1:30 monkey's ass, 1:45
Wow.
Wow. That was
it's
elementary school. 1:00
Okay.
Right. What, you have a hard out? Like well, a time you need to leave
my nail appointment is
like
at 4:00
Oh, yeah. Please.
She's got to have enough time to get there.
Where?
Alma School and Baseline.
Okay.
You're and then fine. She's coming over to my place for some Cards Against Humanity.
We have that. I was going to do that in the beginning as a primer to get everybody talking.
I don't
but
think
then
we
start
that.
Talking about the guy with two penises.
Yeah,
this wine, though,
unneeded.
Is the bomb.
Well, I was also going to
say
that's we
why I'm
probably
having some power
get rate. Something else.
That is exactly why I opened up
do you want
the
some
power
water? There's no. I have little water bottles in the
I wasn't
refrigerator
talking about non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh. We're keeping a trend here. Come on.
You're gonna
yeah,
drive
I have to
afterwards.
Drive all the way out to Mesa. So do you. So
I was like, and they're
drive
gonna
drive farther than you.
I'm okay.
Okay,
I'll be all right. I'm so Irish.
She also texted like, and you seem to enjoy that pinky thing. So next time I'm gonna bring some toys. I was like, no, you're not. No, I didn't. You ever hit me in the nuts again? I'm gonna hurt you. She was like, you say that now. I was like, no, I say that all the time. There will never be a time where I'm like, you know. That slapping in the nuts thing wasn't bad. I hurt. Anyway.
I just think it's always something that needs to be discussed beforehand.
Yeah.
Because you need to make sure that like both people are willing to participate.
I was true. Willing to a point. Like I didn't know that. If we had a conversation and she's like, listen, I really want to slap your dick. I would have walked her to the elevator and sent her downstairs and told the guy at the front desk, like, when this bitch leaves, don't let her back in.
Right.
You can't plan that out. Because if she wanted to plan it out, we would have been in hard no.
But she probably did like a minimized amount of that.
I can't
sure
imagine
really
more.
More would be a freaking, you know, hoo-ha in your booty.
There's more.
And a lot
the,
more.
The
like
sneaky
on your
pinky
balls.
Was a lot. Stepping on my balls?
That's an actual
there thing, actually thing. Are people that request that you wear like spiked heels to do it.
Yes, exactly.
It's called BDSM.
Ooh, yes,
this is very true.
But I've never seen someone step. All right.
Yeah, it happens.
Tom, you're about to go into a dark hole.
Again,
well, I Google searched guy with two dicks. It's not like my search history isn't already tainted.
Yeah, but seriously, though, it's like, it's a speaking of taint.
Speaking of taint.
It's the space between a man's balls and their asshole.
Your word choice today is like
right there. Here's my question. Do women have a taint?
What? Yes.
Do women have a taint?
Yeah. I mean, it's still the same
But
space.
Do they call it that, though?
I would imagine. It's really just that space that occupies between your genitals and your butthole.
Okay, so women have taints.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's still that it's the same space. It's just we don't have balls externally. We have ovaries.
Yeah.
So it's still the space between your genitals and your butthole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little piece of skin.
Women's Health Magazine article, 10 things you should never do to his balls, according to guys. Ooh. Number one answer is... slap them, Mary.
Well, okay, that again. Just,
yeah, but
that
that's like, but that's for vanilla sex.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's like the average vanilla. Person.
No, wait a
most
second.
People are going to be like that, but there are a small portion of
I don't
people
even, I wouldn't
out there
even
that
say
really
it's small.
Enjoy it.
It's not I
that
actually small. Think that really? It's flip flop.
It's flip flop.
I think vanilla is actually not as mainstream as.
Just vanilla is more politically correct, which is the reason why you hear about it.
Well, and the thing is too is that nowadays a lot of it. There's a lot more platform to be that erotic.
Openly sexual.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's now not frowned upon or anything like that.
The internet has ruined your generation. I would have never thought of smacking someone in the balls and been like,
okay.
He's going to
appreciate
this. Well,
here's the other thing. It's all about like...
Sounds like.
I know how you just like, you're like, I don't know how to communicate.
Well,
just
because it's one of those things where it's like
I have a 16-year-old daughter and I grab her phone every
break
the
conversation.
I was
going to
say, your 16-year-old daughter
no.
also does a lot of things that you don't expect.
It's not about her. I'm not going to talk bad about her.
Okay.
I go through her texts every once in a while, and there's a text from a guy, I want to fuck you in the ass, please let me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
And I'm like,
kill that sucks.
You're 16, and he's a piece of shit. Well, and she's like, yeah, that's why I told him to go fuck his mom in her ass. And I was like, normally I would be pissed at you. I love you right now. You're my baby girl.
Well, I think it's one of those things where like you have to have open communication with the other person.
Jesus Christ. That's an opening salvo? You text the girl?
Well, yeah.
No. And like, see, that's where I'm saying no. Like, that guy's just a douchebag.
Some of the comments that we've gotten through social media, like, I've shown you some of the messages that guys will just start off with.
Yeah.
And it's like, the fuck is wrong with you?
But the thing is, though, is that
it's
those comments work for people.
I've got internet gojones. I don't have to worry about this until you show up and you fucking punch me in the face.
But here's the thing is you have to think about it from the other side of the spectrum is that they use those comments because some people that works for.
Exactly. And that's and
true,
then you're
sadly.
Like, okay, well, that's the person
if you're
that
submissive,
is down for that.
That is kind of how you want them to talk to
you're
you.
Not submissive.
And then, no,
you
I'm not
it.
Submissive. you fucking talk to me like that and I will punch you in the throat.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that you're associating it with disrespect.
I do. I totally, guys.
And the point, and that's what I'm
saying.
If
you miss this message, I am all about respect. I will fucking punch you in the throat.
But respect has different meanings to different people.
Yeah, because if a submissive sometimes is where it's like.
They want you to talk to
them.
That way.
Yeah, but how about if I get to know you and I've bought you dinner before I'm like, hey, you're gonna do fucking like talk shit to you.
That's fine.
I'm totally fine with that after I know, like opening salvo of look, bitch, you're gonna do this or like some of the shit that
but some
she got
people
texted.
Really like that.
But
that gets them
but
all sorts of riled up.
Yeah, that's still awesome because it's like when you're submissive, again, I mean different
but you're not a super
submissive person. But like for someone who is submissive,
I am.
But you're not.
But like
so
relationship wise, you are.
You're in a relationship, you're very submissive. But sexually, you still like to occasionally assert yourself. Submissive people like to be totally domineered and told,
exactly.
I'm gonna fucking own you.
Yep.
Like that one chick that you tried dating for a brief period of time that was telling you that, and you're like, fuck you are, bitch. I'll show you what's up. You're submissive to a point where once you feel comfortable and confident with them.
I'm
submissive
like half and
people.
Half.
I'm submissive.
Submissive people. I was going to say, you're very submissive.
I'm so submissive. I like crying. That's fantastic.
You like
that's weird.
Crying?
Yeah.
It's just, I love you
it's
still,
a release.
That's weird.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Cry
I love you.
All the time. Like,
but not in a sexual sense.
No. I went to see a superhero movie last night. I went and saw Thor and I cried during the movie.
God damn it, Tom.
Why? I didn't give you spoilers.
You didn't say why or where.
No, but that's something that someone should have told me when I went to go see freaking, what's that movie with the raccoon?
I
don't
know. I cried during commercials. The raccoon. Stop it.
The raccoon. What the fuck? What?
Oh my God. It's a superhero movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't know that I was going to be crying at that one. I'm like, but now you told me that Thor's a crying movie.
Why the hell would you cry during Guardians of the Galaxy?
Spoiler alert. I'll give you 2 seconds.
It's not spoiling.
Nope. Two
Which
seconds.
One?
It's been out long enough.
Well, but some people still haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert. 2 seconds. It's all about the daddy thing. Like, I'm your dad boy. Like, I'm going to take care of you. And he goes and gives him the, like, the oxygen thing.
We
died
have dad
crying.
Issues.
Yeah, I mean, so do I.
If you didn't know.
I mean, hello, so do I. But you don't see me crying over that. I'm not saying that you guys can't. She's a crier in general. But, like, I can't see you crying over your dad, Becca.
I cried too.
It's okay. I used to.
I did. No, I'm crying.
Well,
I cried
as
at
a child, yes.
Same
but
shit.
As an adult, I can't see you crying over your dad.
No, I just argue back with him.
Exactly.
I cry.
See, not me. Like, it takes a lot of emotional, like, stigmatism for me to actually get to the point where I'm going to cry.
I'll cry just to cry.
Like, as a child, I was
can
much
Can you make
more prone.
Yourself cry?
I can. If I cry. Think about something.
Absolutely. Like, you could sit here and think about something sad and then just start weeping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever done that? Like you're with yeah. somebody, not again, not in a sexual way. Maybe it turned sexual, but you're like you want to change the tone or something. So you're like, I'm gonna make myself cry because
she's like, I've got you.
I did that with that person that you don't like. I would like be leaving his house, and I'll be like, you know,
oh,
what?
Okay.
I really just
I don't like
cry
either
right
one
now.
Of the two that I know from your work. But
I don't
from
think
our
that would
work but,
on him though.
No, I cried because I was like, you know what? I just need to let this out because I don't like crying in front of people. That's
you
different.
Guys dated?
No, yeah, not officially.
Not officially dated, yeah.
Basically. Just.
I mean, for
basically,
all,
for
normal,
all intents and purposes,
yeah, exactly.
Basically.
I did. I gave him all the goods.
You gave him all the goods, but he gave you nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Not even a good sex, realistically, because he got lazy.
And I think it's because you get to a certain point where, like, obviously you're like, in your head, you know, they're getting it from somewhere else because they're not throwing it here.
And honestly, I don't think he was giving it very well on that other end either. I mean, he's just a lazy sack of shit. Alex, if you're listening to this, you're a lazy sack of shit.
No.
Shit,
who cares if
fuck?
He listens? I love you for saying that.
I just don't think somebody wanted people to know.
Oh.
There's too late. Here we go.
Do I need to write down the time and delete
it? No, it's
it?
Fine. No, it's fine.
You're sure?
You're no, still a sack of shit, by the way. I'm just saying. If I ever see that. You, I will totally tell it to your face. Because honestly, your opinion means nothing to me.
It's like that Taylor Swift new song where she calls out Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. She's like, right here, buddy.
What? I'm just putting it out there. I think he's a sack of shit. I thought he was a sack of shit before I even knew that he had legitimate reasons to be a sack of shit.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to sip that one.
Drink to that one.
I would drink, but I've already finished. Yeah. So I'm drinking my Powerade.
That's what she said.
We're at an hour, so yeah.
Oh,
I'm gonna
no way.
Yeah. So I'm gonna stop, and we'll just start recording again, unless anybody needs a potty break. If you're listening, go away. Come back. I don't know what day this is gonna post. I have no fucking clue. I'm just recording now, trying to record enough so I don't have to record during December. So if you're listening, go away. Thanks for coming. SagaofSteveRogers.com is the website. Steve at SagaofSteveRogers.com is the email address. If you're listening and you're like, these people are funny as shit. You have questions. You wish you were here to ask them. Send me the questions. I'll get them back. If you're listening and you're like, I could come in there. I'm funny as shit. I'm better than them. You're not better than them anyway. Don't fool yourself. But if you want to be on, send me an email, please. I'm looking for people to be on. I want to talk to new people. You're like, I don't have a story. I'm boring. Bullshit. Everybody's got a story. Maybe it's only a short story, but it'll be fun. I'll get you in here. Thanks for listening. Susu Studio, live long and prosper. Make better choices. Get better results. 99 dicks on the wall.
And 99... don't be Alex because he's a douche.
Now I got to delete another one. Fuck. Go away.
Damn it. Me and the man got it all figured out. Me and the man in black.
I live in a trailer and I drink beer all day long. But I'm an artist and a writer, a poet, a singer of songs. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, that's what the good book states. But it's hard for me to be joyful when all I hear about are my mistakes. Well, I don't care what people say about me behind my back, 'cause me and the man got it all figured out, me and the man in black. Well, I got cash. Well, I got cash. Well, I got cash. Figured out, me and the man in black. Well, I got cash.